somebody to make you pay. I feel it too. And if I learn a lesson, then I'll soon forget. Keep it in the heartache that I can't feel yet. All I see.
This is WMUC Digital, College Park. You are now listening to Mukti. Quick PSA incoming.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The Campus Mental Health Center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
Hijos ya son sicarios. Muérdete la lengua que hay 30 muertos en Veracruz. Es todo un placer y orgullo saber que el turno es tuyo. Que quizás mañana ya no llegues vivo a tu casa.
México, México.
Estado fallido, campeón. Orgullosos patios traseros. al sonoro rugir del cañón. Y se siembre con tus manos la hierba, al sonoro rugir del cañón. Y se siembre con tus manos la hierba, al sonoro rugir del cañón. México, 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 México. Es México, México.
All right, that was Mexico by Mexican Institute of Sound. Today's episode is a little bit different. My finals are all this week, so I decided not to prepare a typical historical episode centering around a certain place. Instead, I had a playlist that I had made months ago when I first was thinking about the show, of songs that I really liked with political messaging, but they didn't really fit anywhere. There weren't enough to make one coherent episode. So this was one of the songs from that. It is talking about, yeah, the current state of Mexico, which is the theme. All of them are current songs and they're all Latin American. And I think it also reflects the fact that the political is so much more in the forefront in Latin American countries, is what I noticed from, I don't know, being a Spanish major and reading different Latin American texts and films and different topical pieces of media, and also living in Chile. I mean, I've only lived in one Latin American country, so I don't know the state of everything, but from talking with a lot of people and from kind of consuming media, it definitely stands out to me that politics is more embedded in everyday life. Like, it's what you talk about to strangers instead of, you know, how's the weather. It's more accepted to be like, oh my gosh, like this president right now, like I can't deal with it. Like, oh, caste, I can't believe what he's doing now. Whereas I feel like with Trump, that's become more common in the U.S., but it's still, I don't know, I would say taboo to discuss politics to a certain level, whereas it's not the same connotations in a lot of Latin American countries, and it shows up in different ways. Like, popular artists like Mexican Institute of Sound will create a song like this, like criticizing the government and the current state of how he perceives his country to be. And that even shows up in movements. Like, I took a kind of a feminist class, Latin American feminism, and we looked at all different movements across the continent. And here in the U.S., our feminist movement, at least right now, just isn't... First of all, it isn't necessarily a coherent movement in the sense that I think of other kind of contemporary ones where people are constantly mobilizing, you know, there's demands. But the association we have with feminism, at least for me, and I conducted a quick survey on this. Like, I asked people, you know, when you hear feminism, what do you associate that with? And a lot of people said white feminism. Some people said kind of like outdated or old, like it was more of a thing in the 70s, or at least that's what my mom said. Non kind of political, more subdued, a lack of connecting it to other struggles, a lack of intersectionality are all terms that kind of came up when I talked to people about their perception of feminism in the U.S. Because it's not... It isn't necessarily in the forefront, and there is a lack of connecting it to politics. Whereas in Latin America, feminism is completely different. It's revolutionary. People are connecting it to leftist ideals. People are connecting it to labor rights. It's intersectional, whereas in the U.S., we we had a push for that, but I feel like the current use of feminist just isn't necessarily tied to movements and fights against racial oppression and systemic issues. So even the way that it shows up in movements, I think politics is more in the forefront because people are connecting it to all these other parts of life and of social unrest. And it shows up in music, in popular music, things that people actually listen to. I feel like protest songs in the U.S. right now, it's more few and far between. I think, like, hip-hop has, there's, like, a little bit more of a trend with that with conscious rap, but then, like, it's kind of falling out of favor. Like, I guess we had Kendrick Lamar, but it's less common for kind of popular artists to really be political in their songs. And yeah, pop, obviously, no better. There definitely is genres where it's more common, but it's, I don't know, I feel like from my perspective, it's kind of, I'd say, corny or champ to have songs, like activist songs with political content. It kind of is just that. It's not just like a song you listen to. Whereas a lot of different Latin American artists are making it cool because it is so important to people. And why is this? I mean, I think part of it is politics more directly influences people's lives when institutions and governments aren't as stable. Like, a change in administration is going to have a bigger impact on you as an individual economically and through what kind of rights you're able to exercise. And in the U.S., we haven't experienced that as much. However, I think now with Trump, people are feeling that impact more. Like, what does it look like to really have your wallet hurt because of a political change, whereas in other countries that's a more commonplace thing. And then I think I talk about this a lot too, like, protests culture in Latin America and other countries, I'm just focusing on that right now, is so much stronger than in the U.S. right now. I think about in Chile in 2019, they had massive social unrest around many different things, but it ultimately culminated in a rewriting of the constitution, because if you guys remember my Chile episode, you would know, but there was a dictatorship in the 70s all the way through the 80s or the 90s, now I'm forgetting, but it was a long-standing dictatorship under Pinochet, and the constitution of the country was still the same one that he instated. So of course there was, like, widespread call to rewrite the constitution, something that reflected contemporary social, political, economic values, and not under this kind of repressive regime or remnants of this repressive regime. And yeah, the protests started from students who were, or at least one facet of them, standing against a rise in the price of the metro. So the metro system in Santiago, the capital, is really good, and it's very, very cheap. And I think at the time they were trying to increase it, I want to say by a few cents. So it wasn't, by U.S. standards, it wasn't by a lot. But, I mean, of course, students use the metro every day. Students are broke. A few cents twice a day adds up. And to protest this increased or proposed increased fare, students, like, took over the metro, started burning things, like, destroyed fare gates. Just complete uprising, chaos. But you know what happened? They reversed the fare increase. So it works. And in DC, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but in the past, like, year or 2 years or so, our fares went up by like $3-4. Like, why is it $7 sometimes to get from like one side of the line to the other. Like, no way you have to pay $12, $13, $14 round trip to get from, well, at least I know my roommate, she's from Bethesda, but for get to College Park Bethesda, like I think it's $14. And you know, people commuting into work every day, $14, that's like an hour. If you're making minimum wage, that's like an hour's work lost right there on paying for the metro. And no one even blinked. Like, I remember there was like, they were proposing this, and there was like petitions and a public comment period of a time where you could, you know, kind of dispute this raise. And I remember sharing it, but of course it's like no one really knew about it. It wasn't publicized. And at the end of the day, like people didn't care. And then who is it going to affect the most? Those who don't have cars, and who have to metro, which are lower income people. And it's going to be a huge part of their salary. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And it's like, if they can actually break into the metro and burn stuff over a few cents, we can't even like take a couple of signs and walk around the metro to create change here in the US. I mean, I don't know. It's a completely different culture, and I feel like people have lost faith that they can enact change, number one, here in the US. And two, our protests are, you know, police sanctioned. Nowadays they're more symbolic than they are actually creating change, because we're not disrupting things. We're not shutting down highways anymore. I mean, think about the civil rights movement, a nonviolent movement. But they did create a nuisance. They did create an interruption to daily life by taking over bridges and kind of blocking off areas, or bus boycott. I mean, things like that were actually are more than symbolic, but in fact they're disrupting the flow of everyday life. That is what can create change, and I feel like we've lost that here in the US, whereas in Latin America it's much more prevalent. And bringing myself back to the topic of today, yes, that kind of politicized perspective is prominent in popular media, including music. So with that, I'll get into the next couple songs. And they are called by Monteverde first, La Democracia, and Antipatriarca by Anatihu. So, two Chilean artists. I'm not biased, guys. Just, yo, no, it just happened to be so.
Culpa de que persigan a los migrantes. Tú no tienes la culpa de la masacre a los estudiantes, de las promesas y las banderas, los caballeros se llenan la panza. Aquí te van unas melodías y algunas rimas para la venganza. Que alguien me explique lo que pasó. Me confundí o alguien me mintió. De este lado y del otro bailando la cumbia se ve más bonito. Hagan un trencito, hagan un trencito. De este lado y del otro bailando la cumbia se ve más bonito. Que alguien me explique lo que pasó.
La democracia,
me confundí.
Y la campaña, yo puedo ser cualquiera de todas, depende de cómo tú me apodas, pero no voy a ser la que obedece, porque mi cuerpo me pertenece. Yo decido de mi tiempo, cómo quiero y dónde quiero. Independiente yo nací, independiente decidí. Yo no camino detrás de ti, yo camino de la para aquí.
Tú no me vas a humillar, tú no me vas a gritar, tú no me vas a someter, tú no me vas a golpear, tú no me vas a denigrar, tú no me vas a obligar. Silenciar, tú no me vas a callar.
No sumisa ni obediente, mujer fuerte, insurgente, independiente y valiente, romper la cadena de lo indiferente. No pasiva ni oprimida, mujer linda que das vida, emancipada en autonomía, antipatriarca y alegría.
Protagonista de nuestra historia y la que agita la gente, la comunidad, la que despierta la vecindad, la que organiza la economía de su casa, de su familia.
Mujer linda se pone de pie y a romper las cadenas de la piel.
Tú no me vas a humillar, tú no me vas a gritar, tú no me vas a someter. Tú no me vas a golpear, tú no me vas a denigrar, tú no me vas a obligar, tú no me vas a silenciar, tú no me vas a callar.
No sumisa ni obediente, mujer fuerte, insurgente, independiente y valiente, romper la cadena de lo indiferente. No pasiva ni oprimida, mujer linda que das vida, emancipada en autonomía, antipatriarca y alegría.
You just heard Antipatriarca by Ana Tijoux, and before that, La Democracia. Sorry, I need to do my spinatron, so unfortunately these songs are not coming up live, but if you are listening and you want to see the list, it will be there. So first, La Democracia. My personal connection with the song is I first saw Mon Laferte in concert in 2021, which is the year that this album, Seis, came out with this track. And yeah, it was the first time I think I'd heard that song was live. And I was like, ooh, this is fire. I saw her in the anthem, and it was with my best friend from high school, Abby, and her mom and dad. And it was so fun. And her mom and dad were so like hype. They brought flowers and like they gave one to her, and she accepted it. It was just a great experience. But the actual context of this song, a couple things to talk about. So in November of, I guess, 2019, before this album came out, I want to say she won Best Alternative Music Album on for the Latin Grammys for a previous album. And she had like a famous protest where she like exposed her chest, and then she had written, "En Chile torturan, violan y matan." So in Chile, they torture, violate, or rape, and kill. And then she wore a green bandana, which is the symbol of like the pro-abortion or the pro-choice movement in Argentina. And this was like obviously like very photographed and like a big thing at the time. And then a year, this was, yeah, at the time of the Chilean kind of social unrest that I talked about, like culminating, starting with like the student protests and then culminating with the constitutional referendum, which basically seeks to instate a new constitution that was representative of social values and not the dictatorship. So clearly a critique of Chilean society, drawing back on the dictatorship as well, and bringing in contemporary issues around kind of the pro-choice movement in Argentina, which is also at the time a really big thing. Yeah, that was a time of a lot of kind of social unrest and protest in the southern cone. And now this song in particular is, it's a little bit, I guess, ironic. It's pretty explicit in kind of its critique, but it's like, tú no tienes la culpa, que la plata a nadie la alcanza, no, tú no tienes la culpa de la violencia y la de la matanza, like different kind of sayings like that. So saying like, oh, it's not your fault that like money doesn't reach anybody. Oh, it's not your fault all the violence and the killings. And then, que alguien me explique lo que pasó por la democracia. Me confundí o alguien me mintió. La democracia, ¿pa dónde fue? ¿Quién se lo robó? So saying like, can someone tell me what happens with the democracy? That I get confused? Did somebody lie to me? Where did it go? Who robbed it? So the ironic part is like, it's not your fault that no one can make ends meet, like addressing directly the government, but then like it's clear that yeah, it's their fault. And then of course, like, can someone explain to me where did democracy go? Well, clearly again, it's the government's fault. So a pretty clear critique of that. And so she's Chilean, but she lives in Mexico, I think Mexico City, and she really identifies with both. So this can honestly translate as either a critique of Chilean society or Mexican. So drawing on some of the same themes as Mexico by Mexican Institute of Sound, that first song that I played. And I think there is a line in it talking about students. Oh yeah. Tú no tienes la culpa de que persiguen a los migrantes. Tú no tienes la culpa de la masacre a los estudiantes. So you don't have, it's not your fault that they're like persecuting or following migrants, and then you don't have, it's not your fault, like student massacre. So this one Substack article that I'm currently looking at, and I'll tell you who it's by, so give them proper credit. It is on a Substack called Amor FM by Mara Caballero. So credit to her for this take. but she's saying that it's a nod to the Mexican government's violence against Central American immigrants and the disappearance of 43 students from the Ayotzinapa Rural Teachers College in 2014. Supposedly these two, what she might be nodding to, but it could be a variety of things, because there has historically been a lot of massacres against students and violence against migrants in both Mexico and Chile. So yeah, the beauty of the song is it can apply to a lot of places, not even just those two countries, but just Latin America in general, even the U.S. And then Antipatriarca by Anathy Hugh, I think was also, okay, so this is 2014, so it's a little bit of an older one, but still super relevant. And this is one of those songs that, like, they played in Spanish class and then you had to analyze. So, like, there's a part of me that's like, oh my gosh, like a little, not cringe, but just like, okay, like, this is like a class song, but it's genuinely really good. And has pretty hard-hitting lyrics. I mean, even the title is pretty clear kind of what the topic of the song is going to be. And I think that era of music was also like very kind of activist vibe, which, I mean, when you can make it cool and relevant and popular, that's when it can reach people, because it's like ingrained in what they listen to and their everyday media. But yeah, some of the lyrics from that, independiente yo nací, independiente decidí, yo no camino detrás de ti, yo camino de la para ti, tú no me vas a humillar, tú no me vas a gritar, etc. So it's kind of like a feminist, independent, like empowering song. So like, I'm not gonna walk behind you, I'm gonna walk beside you. You're not going to humiliate me. You're not going to yell at me. So, yeah. Mujer fuerte, insurgente, independiente y valiente. Romper las cadenas de lo indiferente. That's a good line. So, like, break the change of, like, the indifferent. So, kind of, like, wake up or activate people who are kind of just standing on the side. So, very cool song, and I think it does draw on the fact that, like, feminist movement in Latin America is not just kind of like a whitewashed, apolitical, like, girl boss, girl power movement. Like, it's actually draws on a lot of other kind of intersectional themes, which is super cool. And I think this is also an older song, so that was more kind of, like, revolutionary at the time, like, a little over 10 years ago. Whereas today we're like, okay, yeah, like, women should be able to speak up. But no, I mean, I feel like we still need to be reminded. Clearly, oppression against women is just as prevalent as it was. But I think, like, feminist thought is definitely more well-known. All right, transitioning to some songs, the first of which that listeners probably already know, but I thought it was good to include because touches on an important theme that I will talk about. This is Lo Que Pasó a Hawaii by Bad Bunny, and then I'll play a couple more which I'll shout out after the break or after the music.
Esto fue un sueño que yo tuve. Ella se ve bonita, que a veces le vaya mal. En los ojos una sonrisa, aguantándose llorar. La espuma de sus orillas, parecieran de champán. Son alcohol para las heridas, para la tristeza bailar. Son alcohol para las heridas, porque hay mucho que sanar. En el
verde monte adentro, no se puede respirar. Las nubes están más cerca, con Dios se puede hablar. Soy el jíbaro llorando, otro más que se marchó. No quería irse volando, pero el corrupto lo echó. Y no se sabe hasta cuándo. Quieren quitarme el río y también la playa. Quieren el barrio mío y que abuelita se vaya. No, no suelten la bandera ni olviden la Lolay. Que no quiero que hagan contigo lo que le pasó a Hawái. Quiso irse y quien se fue sueña con volver. Si algún día me tocara, que mucho me va a doler. Otra jíbara luchando, una que no se dejó. No quería irse tampoco y en la isla se quedó. Y no sé, sabe hasta cuándo. Quieren quitarme el río y también la playa. Quieren al barrio mío y que tus hijos se vayan. No, no suelten la bandera ni olviden la Lolay. Que no quiero que hagan contigo lo que te pasó a Hawái. No, no suelten la bandera.
No tengo mucha plata, pero tengo cobre.
Aquí se baila como bailan los pobres.
Bolas en los boquetes como Tiger Woods. Tú eres clase alta, yo clase baja. Tú vistes de seda y yo de paja. Nos complementamos como novios. Tú tomas agua destilada, yo agua con microbios. Tú la vives fácil y yo me fajo. Tú sudas perfume, yo subo trabajo. Tú tienes chofer, yo camino a patas. Tú comes filete y yo carne de lata. Nuestro parecido es microscópico, pero es que por ti me derrito como gringo en el trópico. Pégate a mí, que no te contaminas, y con un besito vamos a pegarnos la porcina.
No se necesita plata pa' moverse, necesita onda y música cachonda.
Sin cubierto y sin bandeja, con ganas de comerse a la pareja. Se baila pegado como bachata, sin traje y sin corbata, embriagando las neuronas con vodka barata. Blancas, amarillas o mulatas, se baila con cualquier bombón que suelte la piñata. Lo bueno de ser pobre al final de la jornada es que nadie nos roba,
porque no tenemos nada.
Apretaditos como en una lata de sardinas, agarrando nalgas porque está incluida la propina. Dicen que eres la reina de todos los rosales, pero hoy te voy a bajar cuatro clases sociales. Calientita como pan de panadero, barriendo el piso con el trasero. Toda la grasa se desplaza por la terraza. Quiero que hagas lo que no puedes hacer en tu casa.
No se necesita plata pa' moverse, necesita onda y música cachonda. Cacachonda, cacacachonda.
No tengo mucha plata, pero tengo cobre.
Aquí se baila como bailan los pobres. Cacachonda, cacachonda.
si estuviera bajo el agua flotando. Tú me tienes por el aire volando, como si estuviera bajo el agua flotando. Como si estuviera bajo el agua flotando.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley, perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel. Pa' una ciudad del norte yo me fui a trabajar. Mi vida la dejé entre Ceuta y Gibraltar. Soy una raya en el mar, fantasma en la ciudad. Mi vida va prohibida, dice la autoridad. Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino por no llevar papel. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino, yo soy el quebra ley. Mano negra clandestina, peruano clandestino, africano clandestino, marihuana ilegal. Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley, perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel. Argelino clandestino, nigeriano clandestino, boliviano clandestino, mano negra ilegal.
Me llaman el desaparecido, cuando llega ya se ha ido, volando vengo, volando voy, deprisa, rumbo perdido, cuando me buscan nunca estoy, cuando me encuentran yo no soy el que está enfrente, porque ya me fui corriendo más allá. Me dicen el desaparecido, fantasma que nunca está, me dicen el desagradecido, pero esa no es la verdad. Yo llevo en el cuerpo un dolor que no me deja respirar. Llevo en el cuerpo una condena que siempre me echa a caminar. Me dicen el desaparecido, que cuando llega ya se ha ido. Volando vengo, volando voy, deprisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido. Me dicen el desaparecido, fantasma que nunca está. Me dicen el desagradecido, pero esa no es la verdad. Yo llevo en el cuerpo un motor que nunca deja de rolar. Llevo en el alma un camino destinado a nunca llegar. Cuando me buscan nunca estoy, cuando me encuentran yo no soy el que está enfrente, porque ya me fui corriendo más allá. Me dicen el desaparecido, cuando llega ya se ha ido. Volando vengo, volando voy, deprisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido, perdido en el siglo, perdido en el siglo. Siglo XX.
¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo
rumbo
llegaré?
Al 21.
¿Cuándo llegaré?
Me llaman el desaparecido.
¿Cuándo llegaré?
Perdido en el siglo.
¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré?
Me llaman llaman el desaparecido.
¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré?
Me dicen el desaparecido, fantasma que nunca está. Me dicen el desagradecido, esa no es la verdad. Yo llevo en el cuerpo mi motor que nunca deja de rodar. Llevo en el alma un camino destinado a nunca llegar. Me llaman el desaparecido, que cuando llega ya se ha ido. Volando vengo, volando voy, deprisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido.
All right, you just heard two songs by Manu Chao. The last one was Desaparecido, and the one before that, Clandestino. So I didn't know that Manu Chao was not... So he's Spanish, and I guess one of his parents is part Cuban. And he grew up in... He grew up in France because his family fled the dictatorship, the Franco Ferdinand dictatorship in Spain. But he is not from Latin America. Although he is so prolific in the continent, and I think he's gotten involved with a lot of different like social and political causes in Latin America, and of course the content of his songs is very much, well, it's very much global, which I guess reflects his upbringing. And I'm reading his wiki page. He sings in French, Spanish, English, Italian, Arabic, Catalan, Galician, Portuguese, Greek, and occasionally other languages. Like, dude, French and Spanish was already like a lot, and then you had like 5-6 more. But yeah, good for him. He's very very involved in different kind of leftist movements. It says he's very close to the Zapatistas and Subcomandante Marcos, so during that time, I guess he was involved, and he has many followers among the European left, Latin American left, anti-globalization, and anti-capitalist movements. Which anti-globalization is interesting because, I mean, I guess it's like how do you define that? And I guess I'm assuming economic globalization, but it seems like cultural globalization is kind of his whole thing. So I feel like you can't necessarily critique on that point. And then going back, you heard Lo Que Pasó Hawaii by Bad Bunny and Baile de los Pobres by Calle 13. So two Puerto Rican artists, a little bit of a Caribbean vibe had to be inserted. So I assume y'all have heard Lo Que Pasó Hawaii before and might have an idea about what it's about. But essentially, yeah. He doesn't want Puerto Rico to suffer the same kind of fate as Hawaii. So gentrification, the colonization, and the erasure is something that has been happening in Puerto Rico, but it's a call to kind of recognize its sovereignty and to kind of end the gentrification and the kind of inequity that the U.S. has kind of put upon the country. And then Baile de los Pobres, Dance of the Poor in English. That's a really fun song. I like in I think the first verse, Residente says, so it's kind of like a back and forth, and like what would the word be? I guess a comparison between like a poor person and a rich person. So he's saying, tú eres clase alta, yo de clase baja. Tú tomas agua destilada, yo agua con microbios. So you're upper class, I'm lower class. You drink like distilled water. I drink water with like micro bio, microbiomes. Same residente, same tap water for life. When it's the more funky and metal tasting, the better, because that means you're getting in your iron. Okay, and I don't really eat much red meat, so I need to get it in one way or the other. So thank you, Commons tap water. Yes, it's a little bit white, but it hasn't killed me. Tú vives fácil, yo me fa. Okay, never mind. Tú sudas perfume, yo sudo trabajo. So, like, you sweat perfume, I sweat work. Tú tienes chofer, yo camino a patas. You have a chauffeur, and I walk with my feet. So, that kind of continues on. And, kind of, yeah, economic and class kind of critique song. And then Clandestino and Desaparecido. Clandestino in particular kind of talks about migrants, especially undocumented migrants, and it's a really good one. Alright, so coming to the end of the episode, so let me play the last bit of music, so I have some time to discuss it. This is Thank You Seguirá by Buenos Vampiros. This is my favorite EJ environmental justice piece of media, which I, as per my post for the e-board of 17 for Peace and Justice, because it's so fire, and I've wanted to play this on my show, so now is the time. Next, Plegaria a un Labrador by Los Miserables, and Ni un Paso Atrás by Tranqui Ponqui. So these are three kind of Southern Cone artists: Buenos Vampiros, Argentina; Los Miserables, Chile, I think; and Tranqui Ponqui is also Argentina.
Thank you. sabemos que no.